Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, we praise you and we worship you.
全能的神，我们来到赞颂你。
We are forever grateful for Jesus, his sacrifice on the cross. He took upon the wrath meant for us and he died for our sins.
我们永远感恩，因为主耶稣在十架上将神的愤怒挪走，给我们是恩典。
We bless you for the gospel and all that it brings us, salvation, liberation, healing, wholeness, and hope.
多谢你一个拯救的福音，不但只是有医治，也都有这个圣洁。
Thank you that you equip us and blend us together to this wonderful entity called the body of Christ.
多谢你俾我哋系满有呢个装备，亦都系我哋成为喺主里边嘅身体。
Oh God, we confess that there are times that we are not as useful as we should be, and sometimes we are even a hindrance to your work.
我哋系好多时候我哋系冇用嘅，甚至我哋系阻拦你嘅工作。
We admit that we are impatient.Proud and sometimes uncaring about the things that really matter.
我哋有多时候都系冇忍耐，我哋好骄傲，亦都系我哋系对人系冇关心。
In whatever ways we offended you, Lord, we humbly ask for your pardon.
无论我哋喺边方面得罪你嘅，求你去赦免。
Lord God, how grateful we are that you are willing to forgive repentant sinners and restore us to useful service.
我哋好感恩，因为你系饶恕我哋呢班系犯咗罪嘅人。
Our heartfelt desire is to manifest Christ in His great glory.
我哋系满心嘅咁去盼望主你嘅荣耀。
And so we ask that you have mercy upon us and bring glory to your church.
求你去将你嘅怜悯系俾我哋，嚟到将呢个荣耀带入你嘅教会。
Lord, we seek to intervene on behalf of the body of Christ.
你都系为到我哋系会众系代祷。
We pray for those who mourn. May you comfort them with your presence.
是伤心的，求你去亲自去安慰。
We pray for those who are sick, may you mercifully heal and restore them.
在我们当中是身体有软弱的，求你的恩典是医治，也都去恢复复原他们。
We pray for those who are weak, give them breath, give them, grant them strength.
在我们软弱的，求你去给他们一口气，也都给他们刚强。
And Father, we pray for the lost, that they may seek your truth and ask for your forgiveness.
我哋希望系求你去将失丧嘅灵魂喺度显示你嘅真理。
So Lord God, as we turn into your Scripture, we pray that you humble us to receive what you inspire.
当我哋能够去再住读你嘅话语嘅时候，求你去鼓舞我哋。
Teach us to receive your instruction and empower us that we may see your truth clearly.
教导我哋你嘅指示，亦都去加添我哋嘅力量，能够睇见你嘅真理。
We pray all these things in Christ's precious name.
系奉主耶稣得胜嘅名祈求。
Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, please turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 5.
如果你有圣经的话，我们一起来打开历代志下第五章。
And today we're going to be talking about when glory filled the temple.
我们今天就是讲神的一个圣殿是充满的荣耀。
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and read 2 Chronicles chapter 5.
那我们一起来读历代志下第五章。所罗门做完了耶和华殿的一切工，就把他父大卫分别为圣的金银和器皿都带来，放在神殿的库的库头里。那时所罗门将以色列的长老、各支派的首领，并以色列的长的族长招聚到耶路撒冷，要把耶和华的约柜从大卫城，就是石安运上来。於是以色列众人在七月节前都聚集到王那里。以色列众长老来到，利未人便抬起约柜。祭司利未人将约柜运上来，又将会幕和会幕的一切圣器具都带上来。所罗门王和聚集到他那里的以色列全会众都在约柜前献牛羊为祭，多得不可胜数。祭司将耶和华的约柜抬进内殿，就是至圣所，放在两个基路伯的翅膀底下。基路伯张着翅膀在约柜之上，遮掩约柜和抬柜的杠。这杠甚长，杠头在内殿前可以看见，在殿外却不能看见，直到如今还在那里。约柜里唯有两块石板，就是以色列人出埃及后，耶和华与他们立约的时候，摩西在何烈山所放的。除此以外并无别物。当时在那里所有的祭司都已自洁，并不分班共职。他们出圣所的时候，歌唱的利未人阿撒、希曼、约道顿和他的众子众弟兄都穿细麻布衣服， 站在坛的东边，敲拔、击瑟、弹琴，同着他们有120个祭司吹号，吹号的、歌唱的都一齐发声，声合为一，赞美感谢耶和华。吹号、敲拔用各种乐器扬声赞美耶和华，说：耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。那时耶和华的殿有云充满，甚至祭司不能站立供职，因为耶和华的荣光充满了神的殿。
And may the Lord add his blessing to the reading and the preaching of his word.
愿神亲自祝福他的话语。
I don't know if you've ever prayed and prayed for God's glory, but do you know exactly what it entails?
咁有时候你哋祷告嘅时候话呢个提及神嘅荣耀，咁究竟神嘅荣耀嘅系讲啲乜嘢咧？
We may have prayed, God be glorified in our lives and God be glorified in our church.
咁可能系话系神嘅荣耀系藉着我哋生命彰显，或者系喺教会上去彰显。
But what does it look like and how do we know?
咁究竟係點樣嘅一回事？我哋點樣知咧
？In our given passage, this is a very exciting account of the dedication of Solomon's temple.
咁呢段聖經就係講所羅門去獻殿嘅一段聖經。
If you recall, historically, King David had a desire to build a permanent dwelling place, especially to house the Ark of the Lord and bring worship to the Lord.
咁歷史上呢個大衛王係曾經想建立一個永恆，一個係可以俾人去供奉、去敬拜神嘅一個殿。
But David was denied privilege because he had been a man of war.
咁因為大衛作為戰士，所以神冇俾佢去咁樣做。
However, God did promise that one of his descendants would take upon the task and will build a permanent building, a dwelling place unto the Lord.
但系神却应许大卫话喺佢嘅后裔之中会为佢去建立一个殿。
And of course, that descendant was none other than Solomon.
咁佢嘅后裔就系所罗门王啦。
So in chapter 5, this magnificent temple that took years to be built is now completed, and now the preparation for the dedication is taking place.
咁喺第五章呢个咁荣美嘅一殿咧，系用咗好多年去殿，咁嚟到呢度啦，咁所有准备功夫都已经完成啦。
So all the stored treasures of gold, silver, and vessels were emptied out to put into use for service.
咁所有分别为圣嘅金啊、银啊或者器具啊，全部都放喺神嘅殿嘅库房里边。
And now it's not just everything, but everybody is.Coming together for the worship of the Lord.
不单止所有嘢已经准备完成，系所有人亦都聚集。
Think about it. This is the first time the people of God will have a permanent place to worship the Lord.
呢次系第一次系有一个永恒嘅地方系俾大家一齐去到嚟做敬拜。
All those years of wandering through the desert, all those decades, the temple was literally a portable tent.
咁佢哋四十年嘅流浪当中，咁佢哋所有嘅系一个系移动嘅一个帐幕。
And now God had led the people to settle in the land. He established authority for them.
咁直到系神带领佢哋嚟到呢个地方，咁亦都系彰显佢嘅权能。
They were never to wander again. This is now home.
佢哋唔需要再流浪，呢个就系佢哋嘅家。
And now they could settle in for a home and a place to worship.
他们有一个居住的地方，也都有一个敬拜的地方。
And so as this temple is being dedicated, God demonstrates his approval like never before.
那这个是神所批准的，也都是去来到这个地方。
And the last verse of chapter 5 says, glory filled the temple.
你见到最后尾所讲的就是这个神的荣光是充满这个殿。
This is pretty incredible.
这个是非常之震撼的。
So let's begin as we understand this passage of how we could apply this into to our lives.
我们一起仔细来读，去怎样去应用在我们生活当中。
So in verse 2, we understand that the assembly, that is the leaders and all are coming together.
那在第二节就说全会众包括所有的领袖和族长。
And what they're doing is they're really setting up the sanctuary, the temple.
他们准备了这个圣殿。
And it says all the leaders, beginning with the elders and the heads of the tribes, are coming together.
他说以色列的长老各支派的首领是聚集到耶路撒冷这里。
They were all present, not simply for this dedication, but they're present for the worship, the importance of worshiping the Lord.
他们不单止来到是为了这个献殿礼，更加是他们聚集是一同是敬拜。
In verse 2 and verse 6, we understand that the congregation had also come, had was present.
咁你见到以色列嘅会众随后亦都系聚集。
And so both groups were focused and especially putting the Ark of the Covenant in its proper place.
咁两团人亦都去准备系呢个准备好敬拜啦。
So in verse 7 it says that the priest brought in the Ark of Covenant to the place, and we note it as the inner sanctuary, the most holy place.
咁就第七节就话祭司将约柜抬到呢个内殿，就系呢个至圣所，系最神圣嘅地方。
You should be mindful that the Ark of the Covenant was a physical symbol of the both the presence and the power of God among the people.
呢个约柜咧系彰显咗神嘅一个同在同佢嘅权能。
And the details of the ark, you may recall, the lid of the ark was called the mercy seat.
咁呢个约柜嘅上高嘅嗰个盖就系称为呢个施恩座。
It was there, according to Exodus, that between the wings of the cherubim, that the glory of the Lord appeared once a year on the Day of Atonement.
咁呢个系根据呢个出埃及记就系讲话呢个神系每年喺呢个赎罪日就会喺两个基路柏嘅翅膀之上去出现。
So just as the ark representing God's presence and power was returning to its proper place, the Holy of Holies, we must be careful to put the Lord as the central focus for all we do, and especially inside the house of the Lord.
咁呢个约柜咧，咁系彰显咗神嘅同在同佢权能啦。咁佢因为呢个佢要放喺呢个最呢个至圣所里边，所以佢要将呢个敬拜嘅中心，佢要摆翻喺神嗰度。
We must do all to please the Lord, and we must do nothing to grieve His presence.
我哋需要去一个存住敬畏嘅心，我哋去到去讨悦佢。
As the ark is being returned, King Solomon, the people made the sacrificial offerings.
咁嚟到约柜之前，跟住就所罗门王同埋百姓都系一齐嚟到去献祭。
And they sacrificed sheep and oxen.
系牛羊为祭。
These sacrificial animals were the very best, represent the very best of the people and the king to offer.
呢啲祭物就代表咗百姓同埋王系将最好嘅去献上。
The offering was to show and to demonstrate how much they value and how much they honor the Lord God Almighty.
咁呢啲咧就睇到佢哋点样去尊敬呢个神，佢哋觉得呢个系最高嘅价值。
Now back then, according to Old Testament law, you had to give sacrificial offering. Today we're not required to give, but to give out of freedom.
咁我哋而家系旧约系献祭，咁嚟到我哋呢个时间，咁你所献嘅系咩咧？系包括可能系我哋嘅时间。
And today we're commanded to give something else, and that is ourselves, our time, our treasures, and our talent.
咁系我哋嘅时间，我哋嘅才能系我哋所有嘅。
How do we give our time, talent, and our treasures?
我哋嘅时间，我哋嘅才华，我哋点样去献喺神嗰度咧？
Let me take one of those, and that is the treasures.
咁系话呢个系关于钱财嘅。
You know, when my children were young, I would try to teach them about giving an offering to the Lord.
咁当我嘅小朋友系仲细嘅时候，教佢系关于呢个奉献。
And I thought I would kind of combine everything with, first of all, giving them allowance, and then helping them to understand that out of their allowance, they could give an offering.
咁第一樣咧就俾啲零花錢佢哋啦，咁亦都教佢可以將俾佢嗰啲錢嚟到去做奉獻。
So at a very early age, each of my children receive a allowance. So I gave them some money.
咁每一個小朋友我都會俾佢一筆嘅一個零花錢。
Now as you know, I have two kids, right?
你知道我有兩個小朋友係咪
？So the first kid gets the allowance and decides that she would save half and then give half to the Lord.
大嗰个咧就系话我储住一半，另外一半嘅就系奉献。
The youngest child decided just to give everything to the Lord.
细嗰个咧就话将所有嘅都系奉献。
And so this went on and on for a couple of years.
呢个持续咗好多年啦。
So every time I gave the allowance to the kids, one would give half and save half, and the other would give the whole thing.
有个就系话储一半俾一半，另外一个就系全部系奉献。
So I was most curious about the younger one because he would just give everything.
咁我好好奇啦，咁细嗰个点解系佢全部去俾晒咧
？So I wondered if he understood. So I asked the question. I said, "You know, I'm giving you an allowance, and you could either save it, or, you know, buy something for somebody else, or, you know, whatever you wanted to do with it. And of course, give a portion to the Lord.
咁我同佢讲，你嗰啲零用钱你可以随便去运用嘅，你储低又好，你去买其他嘢俾其他人又好，或者系奉献亦都得。
And he shook his head. Yes, he understood that he could do all these different things.
佢明白，佢可以知道点样去运用佢嗰啲钱。
But still, the next Sunday, I give him an allowance. He brings it to the offering and gives it to the Lord.
咁下一个主日，咁我再俾佢零用钱，佢全部去奉献晒。
Again, this happens week after week, months after months. I give him allowance. He gives it to the Lord.
佢月复月，年复年咁样，佢将佢所有嘅零用钱全部去奉献。
So I'm still kind of curious about his giving patterns.
咁我好好奇佢呢个奉献嘅呢个模式。
So one day I decided to trick him a little bit.
咁我就谂住去整鬼佢啦。
So I decided to forget to give him allowance.
咁有一次我系专登忘记咗去俾佢嘅零用钱。
So the other child didn't notice it, but and apparently even the young one didn't notice it until Sunday.
咁佢哋两个都唔记得咗呢件事，直到去星期日。
So Sunday, right before worship is going to begin, right before I was going to preach a message, he comes up to the front row and holds out his hand.
咁嚟到崇拜之前就嚟开始啦，跟住佢就走上台，打开佢嘅手。
He wanted the allowance. He wanted to give the allowance to the offering.
佢系想要将佢嘅零用钱嚟到当奉献。
And so I was just amazed about his persistency.
咁我好好奇佢呢个坚持。
Every single time he gave it all.
每一次佢都将佢所有嘅奉献。
I started to ask the question why.
咁我就问佢点解啦。
Of course, my wife says you're thinking too much.
咁我太太就话你谂得太多啦。
Why did he give all of his allowance all the time?
点解佢将佢所有嘅奉献系每一次都系？
First of all, he understood that giving was honorable to the Lord.
他知道这个奉献是尊重神。
And secondly, as I figured it out, all of his needs were taken care of.
第二，我想他所有的需要都已经是有人去给了他了。
He never had to spend money on food or clothing or, you know, soap or, you know, toothpaste or anything.
他衣食住行全部都有人去照顾他了。
Everything was provided for him.
所有嘅都为佢预备好啦。
So I thought about what about toys? What about you know things that he played with and everything?
咁佢啲玩具啊又点样咧？
啊 ，there's the grandparents, there's the aunties and uncles, right?
咁佢有祖父母，亦都有佢啲 uncle auntie 系咪
？All everything he needed was provided for.
佢所需要嘅所有嘅都为佢预备好啦。
So as I thought about these, how he gave, and I thought about how I was trying to teach him to give.
咁我就谂下，咁我系当然系教导佢点样去奉献啦。
In actuality, my son or my youngest was teaching me how to give.
但系相反嚟讲，系我最细嘅仔反而教导翻我乜嘢系奉献。
Why hold back when God provides for you?
咁点解我哋要好似收埋咁样，系当神系为你去所有预备
？Why not give the first to the Lord before you think about buying something for yourself？
点解唔系首先系先去奉献，先至再谂你去买啲乜嘢咧
？And so sometimes we do have to ask ourselves: Are we ever holding back anything before the Lord？
咁我哋有时谂，我哋有冇喺神面前有所保留咧？
God asks us and challenges us in terms of our time, in terms of our talent, in terms of our treasure。
咁係我哋喺我哋嘅錢財、我哋嘅才幹同埋我哋嘅金錢上。
Are we holding back anything at all？
我哋係咪有所保留咧
？You would notice when they sacrifice here, there was a huge sacrifice that the people and King Solomon gave。
咁呢度講佢哋話所奉獻嘅牛羊為祭多得不可勝數。
It says in verse 6, it says they couldn't even count the number. That's how much sacrifice it was.
呢個就話多得不可勝數，你諗下個數目係有幾龐大。
In other words, when they sacrifice very generously.
當佢哋係有去獻祭嘅時候，佢哋係非常之甘心樂意嘅。
And so we have to ask ourselves, when we serve the Lord, when we sacrifice for the Lord, do we do it generously too?
當我哋係要去奉獻啊，有侍奉嘅時候，究竟我哋有冇存住呢個同樣嘅心態？
The leaders set everything up. King Solomon was the example.
咁呢啲長老啊，或者係領袖，佢哋會去作為一個表率。
And as they gave very generously.
他们所给的，他们是非常大方。
The second thing you notice is, not only did they give, generously, but they gave God his honorable praise.
第二件事，你看到他们所给的是神，是一个是非常尊贵的一个赞美。
Notice in verses 11 and 13, it describes the priest, and they're dressed up in linen, they consecrated themselves, and they came out both as singers and musicians.
咁喺十二节就话佢哋系都系穿细麻布衣服啊，佢哋之前系有自洁嘅。
And it says in verse 13, it said it was the duty of the trumpeters and the singers to make themselves heard in unison in praise and thanksgiving to the Lord when the song was raised, the trumpets and the cymbals and other musical instruments in praise of the Lord, for He is good and His steadfast love endures forever.
十三節就係話，吹號嘅、歌唱嘅都一齊發聲，聲合為一，讚美感謝耶和華。吹號、敲拔用各種樂器，揚聲讚美耶和華，說：耶和華本為善，他的慈愛永遠長存。
In other words, they praise the Lord with music.
換句説話，佢哋用音樂去到讚美神。
So this is your biblical basis as far as praising God with music.
咁呢個就係話有聖經根據，我哋用樂器嚟到去敬拜。
And when it came to praise, you should notice that the psalms that is in scriptures was used in corporate worship.
咁你留意一下，佢哋所读嘅呢个诗篇系用系作为一个整体嘅一个敬拜。
So the citation of "For He is good, His steadfast love endures forever" that comes from the Book of Psalms.
咁呢个系喺耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存，系喺呢个诗篇度出嚟嘅。
The Psalms was the songbook for the people of God.
咁呢个诗篇系神嘅选民所用嘅一个诗歌。
They would use the songbook for their journeys. They would use the songbook for their corporate praise when they praise the Lord in the temple.
佢哋上行嘅时候，又或者佢哋一个作为一个整体一个敬拜，佢哋就系用呢个诗篇。
And so this is the perspective that they have. They sang the word of God.
佢哋系唱神嘅话语。
So in other words, not only do we need to preach the word of God, but in any given service, we need to sing the word of God.
不单只系讲神嘅话语，喺每一个崇拜里边都要唱神嘅话语。
Now God was praised in music, and God was also praised for His characteristics, His goodness, and His enduring love.
咁喺音乐里边系不单止唱，我哋系讲呢个唱颂嘅系神嘅一个属性，系话佢慈爱。
And so when we sing and when we praise Him, we sing of His goodness, we sing of His holiness, we sing of His everlasting love.
我哋唱佢嘅永远嘅一个慈爱，同埋佢嘅一个圣洁。
So being a part of God's creation, we are designed to worship the Lord.
作为神嘅一个创造物，我哋系。是特别是设计去敬拜祂的。
There is a part of us that we are to give God's praise.
我们也都去给回神祂应该有的赞美。
But I would say this, even though we are designed to give God's praise, not all of us do give God's praise.
那我们要去赞美神，我们被设计这样做，但我们不是所有人都是这样做。
First of all, it's only when we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb can we actually give God His honorable praise.
咁系当我哋接受咗呢个血基督嘅宝血嘅时候，我哋先会去呢个赞美。
In other words, when you both fully understand and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ that He died on the cross for your sins, and by His Spirit, then you're enabled to give God His most honorable praise.
咁当你系要接受咗耶稣佢嘅一个十字架上嘅一个工作嘅时候，呢个宝血嘅时候，你先会去懂得去将呢个赞美归翻俾神。
And so the question we have to ask ourselves, in order for us to give God honorable praise, have we trusted Christ as our Savior and Lord?
咁我哋要再问下你，你有冇接受耶稣成为你个人嘅救主？当你咁样做，你先去懂得去将荣耀去赞俾翻神。
Remember, Christ came to save the people from the power of sin, the penalty of sin, and eventually the presence of sin.
咁耶稣系已经系将罪嘅公价攞走。
So it is the redeemed that sings His praises. It is those who have been saved that rejoices in the Lord.
因为耶稣嘅救赎，我哋能够可以喺神面前能够去同心去赞美。
Another thing that we need to understand is how God revealed His righteous glory.
咁我哋去睇下神点样彰显佢呢个公义嘅一个荣耀。
Notice how the house of the Lord was filled, and it was filled with a cloud.
你可以见到这个殿是怎样被神去充满， 是有云的。
In verse 14 it says that the priest could not even stand the minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.
14节就说甚至祭司不能站立供职，因为耶和华的荣光充满了神的殿。
You know, anytime I read this passage, you know, I think about the worship service.
每次我都想这段经文的时候，我就想到这个敬拜。
You know, the only way to get rid of a pastor really is to squeeze him out with the glory of God.
可能是怎样要踢走牧师呢？就是要当神的荣耀充满的时候了。
This is an incredible scene that the glory was so overwhelming, so obviously that it pushed out the priest of the Lord.
这个是一个很美丽的一个图画，即是看到神的荣耀充满的时候，连祭司都站立不到。
The word glory means weight, that is heavy, that is of importance.
这个是荣光，这个字是代表有分量，是很重的。
And so when the glory fills the temple, this is a manifest presence of God, and it's overwhelming.
这个荣光充满就代表神的同在。
So here's a quick application. When we think about how we need to do worship, how we need to design the worship service, it's not about attracting people, but it's about focusing on the Lord God Almighty.
咁呢个系好值得我哋所谂嘅，唔系话我哋嘅敬拜点样去吸引嚟，我哋要将呢个敬拜嘅本身对象都摆翻喺神嗰度。
Our services should be marked as far as seeking the Lord from the very beginning, and also at the very ending, seeking His blessings.
咁我哋嘅敬拜由从一开始就系敬拜系神，我哋嘅结束亦都系神嘅祝福嚟结束。
When you think about this passage, you think about, is it possible for God's glory to fill this house, to fill this church?
咁你谂下，咁好似经文话神嘅荣光系充满咗神嘅殿，咁嚟到今日系咪神嘅荣光系充满咗呢个教会咧？
We know that the glory of God is not because of the music, not because of man, not because of the fine decor.
咁我哋知道神嘅荣光嘅充满唔系话你间教会装饰得几靓，系有几多嘅献祭或者有啲乜嘢嘅敬拜喺度。
But the glory of God comes because of history and holiness.
咁系神嘅荣光系代表住呢个历史同埋佢嘅圣洁。
If we complete our history, that is God's work, and we cultivate His holiness, God's glory may come.
完成咗呢个历史，即系话代表神嘅工作，咁亦都系有当我哋栽培呢个圣洁嘅时候，神嘅荣光就会来临。
When you look through Scripture, anytime God's people understand their time in history and completed the God-given task for them, God is glorified.
咁当人系知道佢喺历史中佢嘅位份嘅时候，佢哋做神俾佢嘅工作嘅时候，神嘅荣耀就会嚟。
And so when we discern where we are in God's redemptive plan and seize the moment to accomplish all what God wants us to do, we know His presence will be in awe of God's power and filled with his glory and power and love.
我哋系争取神喺每一个生命当中我哋要做嘅工作，咁我哋努力去完成嘅时候，咁神佢嘅荣光就之后就会嚟。
So think about this passage. Remember the history that led up to this moment.
咁我哋谂下由历史嘅角度嚟睇，直至嚟到呢一刻啦。
Remember the history that took place as far as the temple being dedicated here in Jerusalem.
咁由呢个建殿嘅起初直嚟到去到完成啦。
All those years, all those decades, all, you know, for this to come into be.
咁嚟到呢几十年来，咁直至嚟到完工嘅呢个时候。
Remember, they brought in the Ark of Covenant, and that Ark of Covenant reminds us of God's promise, His presence, and His power.
咁佢哋将约柜亦都抬到嚟呢个殿嗰度，咁呢个约柜亦都系代表咗神。
For those Jewish believers, the ark reminded them of the history, how God delivered them out of Egypt, and how God had led them to the promised land.
这个约柜也都是见证了其实是神怎样将以色列人从埃及那里领来这个应许之地来到。
And then they think about the temple itself. All those years that they had been wandering around, all those years they had been without a physical temple.
咁佢哋系咁多年嘅一个流浪，咁多年嘅佢哋冇一个永恒嘅一个在处去敬拜。
Now granted, they had a temporary tent for most of those years.
佢哋有一个暂时嘅一个会幕。
And remember that tent was still used, especially for the first two kings, King Saul and King David.
咁呢個帷幕係喺當大衛王或者係呢個掃羅王嘅時候亦都有用嘅。
So there was a lot of history and also a lot of God's promises can come into be for this day to come.
好多嘅歷史，好多嘅應許嚟到呢日。
So once the temple was built, once the furnishing were all completed, and the ark was now placed in its proper location.
咁呢個直至嚟到一個聖殿嘅完工呢日，呢個約櫃有佢一個適當所放嘅地方啦。
Everything was finished, and for this reason, that's why God's glory came because they finished the work based upon God's promise.
咁所有嘅完成都係因為藉著神嘅應許之下。
So what does it mean for you and I?
咁呢個對你我嚟講有啲咩意思咧
？What does it mean as far as the work of the Lord?
咁究竟係神嘅工作又代表啲咩咧
？The work here for our church is not done.
咁神喺呢個教會嘅工作未完成嘅。
There are still souls to be saved here.
有靈魂係需要去拯救。
There's still believers that need to be discipled.
咁有所相信嘅亦都要成為一個信徒。
We still need as a individually as well as corporately grow in maturity.
我哋有個人嘅成長，亦都有一個集體嘅一個成長。
And they're still in need of a biblical balance of elders to help serve the church here that needs to take shape.
咁亦都需要有呢個係懂聖經嘅一啲長老嚟。
Our work is not yet done here at this church.
神嘅工作喺呢間教會係未完成嘅。
However, when we're able to do God's work, we could see.The building up of his glory and his power.
当我哋睇到继续做神嘅工作嘅时候，你会见证到神嘅一个能力。
Secondly, we need to cultivate holiness.
第二样，我哋要去培养圣洁。
Remember the king and the people they sacrificed and they did so in abundance.
咁你见到王啊或者嗰啲会众，佢哋系好多嘅去奉献。
In other words, they invested because in something that matters. Worship mattered to them.
你見到佢哋所投資嘅就對佢哋講重要，咁佢哋所投資嘅就係一個敬拜。
Having their sins atoned mattered to them.
佢哋嘅罪係得贖，係對佢嚟講呢個係緊要嘅。
I notice in verse 11 that when the priests sanctified themselves, they did it without regard to vision, or any whatever background they came from.They did it together.
咁第十一節就話所有嘅祭司都以自潔，並不分共職，並不分班共職。
They did it without any rank, and they sanctified themselves to be pure and to be set themselves apart to be used by the Lord.
佢哋係自己去自潔，能夠俾神所用。佢哋冇分佢哋嘅背景或者佢哋嘅階級。
The priest was concerned about one thing, and that is holiness before the Lord, both for them as well as the people of the Lord.
他们祭司所关心的他们圣洁不单只是自己的要自洁他们更加是为陪众 去到洁净
The question we need to ask ourselves is Are we concerned about holiness among ourselves?
我们要问一下究竟我们有没有关注到自己的一个圣洁呢
And not just personally, individually, but corporately altogether
不单只是个人上也都是整体上
How is holiness manifested in how we relate with one another?
咁呢個聖潔又同我哋之間有啲咩關係咧
？How is holiness evident in terms of how God may use us to be vessels of grace and vessels of mercy？
咁樣神嘅聖潔點樣藉住我哋嚟到做佢嘅器皿咧
？We have to ask those questions。
我哋去要問呢啲問題。
But we do know that when we do finish God's work, when we do complete His work。
当我哋做神嘅工，亦都完成神嘅工作时候
，And when there is a good cultivation of holiness that's taking place, the glory of God will be evident.
咁亦都有圣洁嘅时候，神嘅荣耀就会嚟。
We also know in eternity God's going to present the church in all its splendor.
喺永恒里边，基督就会将教会系作为一个展示。
And it's not because of us, but because of Jesus' sanctifying work within us.
唔系话我哋而系。基督喺十架上救赎嘅一个工作。
And so, to God be the glory.
所以神嘅荣耀系归翻俾神。
God's going to present His church in all its splendor.
神系会佢嘅荣光系会再一次嚟教会。
And when that happens, to God be the glory.
咁当嗰阵时候，神嘅荣耀就俾翻佢自己。
Brothers and sisters, we are all part of the work of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我哋全部都系基督嘅工作。
continue to persevere, continue to cultivate the holiness in your life.
我哋坚持亦都去培养呢个圣洁。
And may God get glory as we continue in our purposes here as a church.
愿神得着佢自己嘅荣耀，系藉着教会。
Let us pray.
我哋低头祷告。
Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for the work that you have chosen us to do.
多谢神系拣选我哋，俾啲工作我哋做。
And one of the greatest privileges it is for us to do your work is to express and to proclaim the gospel message.
咁系一个何等荣耀嘅工作，我哋能够可以将你呢个大能嘅福音去宣讲。
Father, you have given us the ministry of reconciliation.
你俾咗呢个复和嘅职份俾我哋。
And we know there is still time, especially in our lives, to share that gospel message.
咁我哋有生之年亦都去将呢个福音去要讲。
That is the work you want us to do and to focus on primarily.
呢个亦都系你嘅工作，都系俾咗我哋嘅。
And so, Father, we pray that we would be empowered, we would be inspired, Father, to continue to complete your work.
求主俾呢个力加添我哋力量，鼓舞我哋能够可以完成你嘅工。
May you bless the witness that we have in our words and our actions and our love for one another.
求你祝福俾我哋，能够我哋可以俾起弟兄姊妹彼此去相待。
Father, we know that it is an honor and privilege to participate in your work, but at the same time, Father, as we come into your presence, your holiness, we do know, Father, that we are vulnerable, that we are sinful.
何等嘅荣耀可以参与神你嘅工作，但系当我哋嚟到神你圣洁嘅面前，我哋嚟都睇到自己嘅软弱，自己嘅不足。
As we sing of your glory, as we sing of your holiness, we are mindful, Father, of our own sinfulness.
我哋歌颂你嘅荣耀、你嘅圣洁时候，就系再一次提醒我哋嘅罪性。
And we thank you, Father, for Christ who died on the cross for our sins.
多谢主耶稣基督，你系喺十架上有一个工作为我哋死。
And so, as you bring us awareness of our sin, Father, help us to readily confess our sins.
咁嚟到再次提醒我哋罪时候，能够叫我哋能够可以去开口去认罪。
That we would be the pure and clean vessels that would be used by you.
我哋能够成为圣洁嘅器皿，合乎主你所用。
And that we would be used for your honor, used for your glory.
是为你的圣洁，是为你的荣耀去作工。
And so, Father, we pray all these things in Jesus' name.
是奉耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.